withered bough may acquire the fragrance of musk and freshness and fruit. Thereupon the Israelite fell to worship and said, O God, who know the manifest and the hidden, to whom but you should your servant lift his hand? Both the prayer and the answer are from you. You at first give the desire for prayer, and you at last give likewise the recompense for prayers.
So, first of all, the other guy will not negotiate, will not talk. He asks, he needs, everything is clear. In the very same moment, he goes to the God to say what? To ask for something. That's not the Septi who ask for something. I'm asking. Whenever I look up, I'm asking for something. Because I want to have something. Here, the fellow is not asking for something, is explaining something to this listener and you. That's why Rumi bring it in. So listen to the explanation that, first of all, everything comes from there. Good or bad? Do you remember? That was one of the main subjects that we have to repeat and repeat and repeat to have it somehow, because it fades away. My brain comes out and will say, this thing is good, this thing is bad. There is no good or bad. There is good and bad. There are two sides of one coin. This is what it is. Everything is good or bad. Depends. Situation. And so on and so on. So, here he will say, everything come from there. Where else could we go? Everybody should come to you. That's why I'm to you. That's why he is coming to you. First of all, this tension in him to ask for the prayer, how did it happen? That's even the promotion of that feeling, because emotion is a seed in all human beings. Whenever the situation is good, it will start to grow. This is how it is. Yes?
You are the first and the last. We between are nothing, a nothing that does not come into expression. He was speaking in the wise till he fell into ecstasy and his heart became senseless. In prayer, he came back to his senses. Man shall have nothing but what he has wrought.
Pay attention. Rumi is talking now. He, the other guy, went out, came back. Okay, did you get it? You should remember one sentence which is being repeated several times. Laysa lil insani illa ma sa'a means for human being. There is nothing for human being except the things that he will try for it. That's what it is. So, all that happened is this. Yes.
He was praying when suddenly a loud cry and roar burst from the heart of the Egyptian. Come, make haste and submit the faith, that I may quickly cut the old girdle. They have cast a fire into my heart. They have shown affection with their soul for an Iblis. Praise be to God. Your friendship and not being able to do without you have succored me at last.
Ah, okay. So, everything happened not to Septi first. It happened to the good guy. He went out, he came back, he prayed, he did everything. Because this is what they do. Literally. If you are seeking this path, you will seek the teachers. What they do? They cannot do anything to you. And they don't want to. Because if I tell you what to do, I'm the responsible one. You are responsible for your act. So what can I do for you? First of all, I should pray for you. Means somehow you're connected to me, right? Then I connect to the source, what will happen? Something will go in you. Something happens that you cannot understand it, but you feel it, because this is about passion, about feeling. And that feeling starts in you. Suddenly, here is the God. The guy will say, listen, for so long time I was your friend, but I didn't know who you are really. Now this, because this connection now, we are reconnected, right? Said, now I understand who you are. That's the moment that Rumi will realize who the Shams is. Suddenly will happen, all of them will say, something happens. Like falling in love. Something happens. Magic. That's it. Yes.
My being with you was an elixir. May your foot never disappear from the house of my heart. You were a bough of the palm tree of paradise. When I grasped it, it bore me to paradise. That which carried away my body was a torrent. The torrent bore me to the brink of the sea of bounty. I went towards the torrent in hope of water. I beheld the sea and took pearls, bushel on bushel. He brought the cup to him, saying, now, take the water. Go, he replied. Waters have become despicable in my sight. I have drunk such a draught from God has purchased, that no thirst will come to me till the last judgment.
Yeah, this is it. What happened? The story started with one simple fact. There was a thirsty fellow, right, who couldn't find the water, who was desperate, who came here, blah, 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 all of that, right? So everything calmed down, and the guy said, okay, now come and drink the water. He said, I don't need the water. Water is for something, you remember. First of all, I hope you don't forget, when we say water, we mean
knowledge.
Now the guy doesn't need knowledge, because he's transformed. Knowledge is an instrument to transform you. Now he's transformed with one simple stuff. He understood what it means. Allahu ashtara means God is the one who's buying us. He is paying for us. He is the client. We are just playing a role here, doing something. He is the client. Yes?
He who gave water to the rivers and fountains has opened a fountain within me. This heart, which was hot and water drinking, to its high aspiration, water has become vile. He, for the sake of his servants, became the kaf or kafi. The truth of the promise of kaf, ha, ya, ayn, sight. I am all sufficing. I will give you all good, without a secondary cause, without the mediation of another's aid. I am all sufficing. I will satisfy you without bread. I will give you sovereignty without soldiers and armies.
Excuse me. Some change happened here. Right? Mm. Yes. Rumi was talking about the story that this guy transformed and was talking like this. Suddenly, an eye came in. And this is the upper one. The God is talking now. That, why? Because in one verse, he played a game which is I don't know, it would be a waste of time. I could spend one session explaining that verse, because it's a very tricky stuff. It starts with coffee. Coffee means enough. I will say, I have enough. What did I say? The first letter at the beginning of enough. What does that mean? Okay, that's coffee. Came here for what? This is the praying and all the symbolic stuff here. Then, settle. Honesty. We talked about honesty, remember? Honesty is something that we human being has created. We understand it. For animals? Oh, animals are the master of lying and cheating. All of them. Pray or prayer. Doesn't matter. They cheat. And lying and cheating is fantastic. Do you remember? It's even beautiful. Because all the flowers are sexual cheating of the plants. And they are beautiful, yes. We arrive and we know there is an honesty. If you taste it, you never lie again. Because that taste will be always here. And you don't want to ruin it. It starts with that, which is, you remember in the prophets, the next prophet was Siddiq. Be the honest. That's the first priority after you got the message. Here we say, okay, the honesty of the promise then is kaf he ye ayin sof. The alphabets of Arabic. Is that a word? There is no such a word. Because in Arabic, we know the words will follow that rule over there, right? There is three alphabet, which is the base of the construction, and everything will build up upon that. Here, he will bring some alphabets here, which each of them could refer to a chapter in that book, each of them could lead to this and that and that. He will make a magical stuff over there. To say what? I say, this is it. The hint that will make it. This is what the prayer is all about, with his the honesty of the prophet of la 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 la. Do you get it? Then you say, I am that coffee. I am that full sentence. And will give you. No condition, nothing. Suddenly God is talking, because Rumi is explaining what? This is what is very important here. Last paragraph, he said, listen, when you're reading this, you will not get it. You should go deeper. It's not like that. Because when it happens, is this magic. A fellow is transformed. What did you get? Nothing yet. Yes, you could envy the guy. But what happened? Now you will listen to the rest of the paragraph, which is talking about what? This transformation in this guy. Something from outside sinks in. Suddenly he doesn't need the knowledge or studying or proof of something, nothing. Some feeling, some emotion had started, right? Suddenly he will realize that, this in me is coming from somewhere else. This is the explanation of all the artists. They will tell you that, something comes inside and does this, and I can do nothing but try to express it. It happens, you know.